Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
And joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline, as I said, he is the commissioner of the XFL. Used to be the athletic director of Stanford, among other jobs that he's held in the sports world. Father of former NFL quarterback Andrew Luck. Oliver Luck joining us here on Ben and Woods, here on 97.3 The Fan. Mr. Commissioner, it's good to have you on.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. So just give us kind of a status update. Now that the Super Bowl's here, the XFL is kind of the next page on our football calendar coming up. How close, how ready are you?
Well, I think we're as ready as we're going to be. So we launch February 8th and 9th, the weekend after the Super Bowl. And I think we're the antidote for all those folks, probably like you and me, who are despondent after the Super Bowl because football season's over. And we aim to, you know, fill that gap, fill that void with, you know, a good quality, up-tempo, fast-paced game. You know, we've got 4 games per weekend. We're on great broadcasters, Fox, ABC, ESPN, easy to find, and great coaches, very good players. I've been impressed with the talent level, and you know, we're ready to go, so we're very excited.
We are talking to Oliver Luck, commissioner of the XFL, and Mr. Luck, respectfully, you know, we in San Diego, we've been, not only have we been burned by football, you know, in a big, big way. I mean, we've been burned by the Chargers, then the AAF, which, you know, we were doing sports radio across the street, and we're like, all right, look, hey, look, we know this guy. We've heard of this guy. This guy played at San Diego State. They go away. And so now, you know, the new league's coming up, and, you know, I'm not trying to be challenging or anything, but what's going to be different? How are people?
We're a little skeptical, I think.
Yeah, we don't have.
Understandably.
We don't have a team,
no,
obviously.
Listen, I get that. Understandably so. The, as I like to say, the graveyard is full of tombstones of failed
100%,
spring leagues. So,
yeah.
You know, we've looked at, done a sort of a deep dive in a lot of the other spring leagues and why they failed. And usually it comes down to one of two things, or sometimes both. One is a lack of capital, right? A lack of staying power. And that's typical for, you know, almost any startup company. And the second one is, you know, bad decisions. So think about, for example, the USFL. Go way back, you know. And that league, you know, had some momentum going. They were getting good crowds and, you know, good quality broadcasts on
great
ABC.
Great players.
You know, Jim Kelly and, yeah, Doug Flutie, Herb Walker, I mean, some star players. And they made an awful decision strategically, you know, to go against the NFL in the fall. And, you know, you can't compete with the NFL. So I would say there's probably three things that I think will set us apart and give us a very good shot at making this league successful. One is, you know, the backing and the support of Vince McMahon. He's our founder. He's given us the resources, which really means he's given us the time to plan this, unlike, I think, you know, the Alliance that had to kind of whip it together pretty quickly. So we spent a lot of time, really 2 years, kind of building this league and putting it together and getting the best coaches and best players we possibly can. The second reason is our broadcast partners. No startup league has ever started with the, you know, the power of Fox and ESPN, ABC. I mean, every one of our 43 games will be on national television. That's a great platform. And given the popularity of the game and, you know, sort of the expertise that Fox and ABC, ESPN bring to the table, I think that's really going to help us. And the third thing, I think, you know, and this is maybe a little bit nuanced, but I think, and you guys may agree or disagree, I think that we're seeing the best level of football played ever, right? Whether it's pro football, college football, the athleticism is incredible. Guys are in unbelievable shape, you know, strength coaches, nutrition coaches, sleep coaches, private coaches. The level of play is phenomenal. The entire game has been elevated. But what that means for us is the guys that we have in our league, they're better than ever, right? I'm in Houston for training camp the last couple of weeks, and I look at a guy like Sammy Coates, Auburn All-American, third-round draft choice of the Steelers back in 2016 or so, bounced around the NFL a little bit. I look at this guy and ask, why is he not in the National Football League? He's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's catching every pass. It's so hard to make an NFL roster. You guys know that. That I think because of the level of play that's overall increased, the guys that we have in our league are pretty darn good. And you know, they're capable certainly of playing, you know, that kind of game that we want, which is a up-tempo, fast-paced game. And you mix in, you know, Norm Chow calling plays for the LA Wildcats, or Hal Mumme, you know, the architect of the air raid offense. He was Mike Leach before Mike Leach. You know, he's calling plays for Bob Stoops in Dallas. You know, June Jones, who's known for his run and shoot. Kevin Gilbride, you know, the old Giants offensive coordinator when they won those Super Bowls with Eli. He's the head coach up in New York. You know, the offensive sort of creativity that we have, I think, is going to help us really play that kind of game that fans tell us they want to see. Having said all of that, we realize we've got, you know, a big challenge. And we also realize, and Vince McMahon, our owner, knows that it's going to take more than just 1 year. You know, Vince wants to, you know, build this for the long term. And that's one of the reasons that I got on board, because I, having been involved with some startups in the past, realized that it does take a number of years to get your brand identity and your foundation really set.
All right, speaking of brand identity, we're talking to Oliver Luck, commissioner of the XFL. If you asked 100 random people what they remembered about the first iteration of the XFL, probably 80 of them would say,
he hate me. That's it. He's the best.
that's probably the only thing they'd remember. What is the XFL going to be known for this time around? If you could guess in a few months, what is it that people are going to be talking about?
My hope and belief is that people will be talking about the quality of play and the tempo of our game. If there's one thing that really is going to set us apart, it's going to be the fact that we've got a 25-second clock, right? That affects every play, probably the most consequential innovation that we have. And, you know, that means you're playing fast. You know, imagine watching a three-hour game with, you know, let's say 170 plays or so, which is the average that you get in an NFL game. Imagine you watch that three-hour game, and it'll be like a two-minute drill almost, because teams will have to play fast. You know, and we're using technology to help us play fast. So the offensive coach who's calling the plays, OC or head coach, not only is he talking to the quarterback through the earpiece, he's talking to all the skilled players on the offensive side. So you'll rarely see a huddle, because teams don't need to huddle, right? And that's going to help us play fast and get more action in a compressed time frame. So I believe, because we've avoided all these gimmicks, right, that existed back in 2001 with the XFL, like He Hate Me or the Scramble or any of that, we've avoided all of that. I think people will be talking about the pace of play. And that's I think, exactly what we want them to be talking about, because that's a real hallmark of our league.
What's been your reception kind of behind the scenes in the upper-level NFL circles? Because I can imagine this could be a good thing for the NFL, get a chance to see some more players, keep football on the top of everyone's mind in a time when they're not really doing anything. But it could also come to the point where it could be very threatening to the NFL, the way the USFL was way back when, as you were talking about it. What have you heard from people, you know, in the league offices and, you know, Roger Goodell's circle?
So we, you know, have a lot of touch points with the NFL. I mean, there's probably sort of 1,000 different relationships that we have. You know, virtually all of our head and assistant coaches played or coached in the league. A lot of folks worked, you know, for the 32 clubs in the league office. So there's a lot of touch points. No formal relationship. But we've invited the NFL football ops folks to come down and watch our spring, our summer camp, our mini camps, our training camps. We're really an open book. We've got some innovations in terms of our rules that I'm sure NFL folks, people on the competition committee, you know, will be taking a look at. You know, I can't speak obviously for the NFL, but I've had at least in my private conversations with, you know, club GMs and others from the league office. You know, they say, listen, good luck. We'd love to see those spring league succeed. They've been very, you know, gracious. A lot of their scouts came down to our training camp. So, you know, we're part of the football ecosystem. We've stressed that we want to be a sort of responsible member of the football ecosystem and, you know, contribute to improving the great game that we all love.
Well, listen, I'm so easily swayed. I'll give it a shot, because I am
the skeptic of the group.
But I'm also the one that easily succumbs to peer pressure, Ben. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Talking to Oliver Luck, commissioner of the XFL, of course, father of Andrew Luck, and wanted to ask you while we've got you, how's Andrew doing? And You know, I know that it was, we were all shocked. Everyone was shocked, but he's such a great quarterback at Stanford, such a great quarterback in the NFL. When he walked away, you know, for his health, we all applauded him. I thought it was a really courageous move. And how's he doing right now? How's he doing in retirement?
He's doing well. Thank you for asking. He and his wife, another Stanford grad, they got their first baby about 2.5 months ago.
Nice. Congrats.
And he's enjoying himself. He's healthy. He's, you know, I don't notice any desire for him to come back and play at any level, quite honestly. But he's still, you know, a big fan of the game, obviously. He's been a little bit of a sounding board for me if I have a question or two. He knows, you know, a number of the guys in our league,
yeah,
whether it's you know, Landry Jones or Matt McGloin or, you know, some of the guys sort of from his era, if you will, you know, who are playing in our league.
Sure.
But he's been, you know, very, very supportive. I guess I would say this, and I'd say this about any player. You know, look at Luke Kuechly, whatever, 2-3 weeks ago. I really admire those guys who are able to sort of walk away on their own terms. You know,
yeah, me too.
They still got gas in the tank, so to speak. They could still play, you know, another 2, 3, 5, whatever years. But you know, that's a tough decision to make. Almost a tougher decision to make to walk away on your own terms than to be told, like most of us were, like, yep, me, you know, back as a player in the '80s, that your career is over.
Yeah, you're done.
So I respect those guys because they're much more cognizant and I think aware of, you know, health consequences. And so, you know, walking away after 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, I think that's, you know, as you said, a pretty courageous move.
I thought so too. But you know, it is interesting. You say he's, well, he's got a baby now, and I just wonder, you know, I had at the time, my son, when he was born, he had colic for the first 3 months. I would have gone to do anything to get out of that house with a colicky baby. I figured if the kid must be doing well, because I could picture if the kid had colic, him out in the backyard throwing through a tire going, "Dad, I'll play anywhere. You can sign me now. I'll play in the XFL. I don't care."
Yeah, well, their daughter Lucy Luck doesn't appear at least to have colic. Is sleeping pretty well, so I don't
Perfect.
Think he has anything outside of the usual stresses that a new dad
what
has.
What a great name! I hope she's
Lucy
some,
Luck is amazing.
Some big athletic star someday, because that would be a great name for play-by-play.
Lucy Luck.
Well, Oliver, it's a pleasure talking to you. Really appreciate it. Commissioner is a fun title, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, like Commissioner Gordon.
Because,
anyone you can get a title of commissioner. That is fun.
And Andrew and his wife Nicole, you know, asked me. So they said, "Oliver, what do you want? You know, the baby to call you, right? Grandpa or Papa or whatever, right? Opa, you know." And I said, "Is it okay to ask to be called Commissioner?"
I like it. Actually,
that hasn't worked
yet. I like it a lot.
Well, appreciate it. And oh, by the way, I know this. I said, because I was thinking Andrew on the brain, Stanford. You, of course, are the athletic director at West Virginia. Just I said way back when, but I did know that. Appreciate your time. Good luck with the XFL. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Appreciate Commissioner.
It. Oliver Luck, go. The commissioner on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit sdccu.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.